I'm here. Wilma?
Here.
Stacy?
Here.
Jason is not attending.
And Randy?
Not attending.
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance. Salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The agenda?
1 second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Consent agenda. Is there any questions on the consent agenda before we move forward? Big negative. I'll move to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Any public comments? Seeing none. Board member reports. Do you have anything, Stacy?
No.
The building's coming up nice.
Did you get to our site superintendent for the building has said that if we want to walk out there, he would be happy to walk us through. But at the end of the meeting, we want to do that. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, executive director.
I have nothing more than that.
Finance report, Mr. Holmes.
And I see Brian's on here. Hey, Brian.
Hello. I'll share my screen real quick.
As you recall, he was on a plane last month, and we approved the second interim. He's going to do some highlights for us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sherry, for taking the lead on getting the second interim actually approved while I was on the plane, but I'm happy to come back and report on the changes that occurred between the first interim and the second interim. So that's what we'll cover is just the forecast changes between those two reports. And the second interim, of course, again, was approved in the last meeting, but just going to review the changes. So for Long Valley, so we'll start with Long Valley, we made a total of operating income actually increased quite a bit from $209,000 to about $552,000. This is a $343,000 increase, and that's primarily because we adjusted the ADA forecast. There was a lot more ADA, I think 32, but we'll get into a little bit of notes here on the next slide. But a lot of additional revenue in the LCFF entitlement line at the top is the primary driver for that change. Expenses, we also did increase expenses by about $144,000, and I'll get into that a little bit more on the next slide. So really positive change on the Long Valley side of things. Some details about the change. So I did just say we increased the ADA projection. So that was by 32. So 32 additional ADA. And that led to an increase of about $474,000 in LCFF revenue. So that's absolutely fantastic. Other state revenue increased also due to the ADA projection. So lottery is based on per ADA. It's funded based on the ADA the school has. So that led to an increase. We also slightly increased local revenue. That's a lot of like donations, refunds, like random kind of stuff that comes back to the school. So we increased that just to match the trend. We don't forecast that too aggressively. So just in case we come up short, it's a little bit unpredictable. So we've been just slowly increasing that as more revenue comes in. Title I increased also due to the ADA projection. So that was a federal revenue change of about $1,500. So that's all the revenue changes that we had, and it was all increases, which is great. On the expense side, we increased books and supplies by about $27,000 related to just materials, furniture, and office supplies. So kind of across the board, we're exceeding trends, which makes sense because we had a lot more students also than we were expecting in the forecast. Services and other operating, we did add something that wasn't in the budget or the previous forecast was the debt reserve and the deferred maintenance reserve, which is required by USDA. So we did add that in. And then there were some other increases in other operating lines that also led to an increase. So the debt reserve, and the deferred maintenance was about half of that 57,000 increase, and then the rest of it was various other areas as well. So compensation and benefits, we added one classified position that was hired in December to the forecast. So in total, we increased expenses by a decent amount, but revenue definitely outpaced that in the increase due to the ADA adjustment. Any questions about the Long Valley side before I move?
Good, Brian.
All right. On the Thompson Peak side, we did have a small reduction in the ADA forecast for Thompson Peak. So that actually led to a reduction in revenue by about 90,000 in LCFF. A couple other smaller increases helped offset that a little bit. So overall revenue dropped by about 81,000. On the expense side, we were able to reduce expenses by about 10,000. So overall operating income from the first interim was about 101,000, and we're looking at about just over 30,000 in the current forecast. So we're still positive despite a reduction in ADA for the forecast. Compared to Long Valley, for services and other operating, we added the debt reserve and deferred maintenance amounts, which is slightly less than Long Valley, but it's still a significant amount of an increase in expenses. However, this was offset by a reduction to consultants line. We had like a placeholder in the consultants line that isn't materializing. So it actually is a reduction in overall reduction in expenses in services and other operating by 20,000. We increased local revenue. Similarly, again, similar to Long Valley, there's local revenues made up of different reimbursements and checks and refunds and things that come back to the school. So we've seen a little bit more of that than we were expecting. In books and supplies, we were able to decrease our furniture forecast actually by about 5,700 among like some other smaller changes. So that's a savings. We increased federal revenue based on new title funding estimates. So that helps out a little bit by about 5,000. Other state revenue, we did reduce by 4,800, which is due to the ADA reduction. And that's primarily in special education funding, since that's funded mostly on a per ADA amount. Compensation and benefits, we adjusted STIRS up a little bit to match the expected certified salaries. So that was an increase of about 5,000. And then we did bump up interest expense by about $10,000. And then you can see the LCFF was decreased by about $90,000 due to the reduction in the projection for ADA of about 7.
Stacy,
questions?
No, we answered them over here. Sorry. I just was wondering what LCFF was, but Stephanie told me. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So cash flow looks pretty good still. So there's not too much to really go over here, but the blue line is 6 months payroll and the purple line is 6 months expense. So cash is still looking really good. And this is a combined between both school sites. So, yeah. All right. And that's all for me. So those were the differences between the first interim and the second interim forecast.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, as the program report submitted in writing, unless there's any questions, we'll move forward.
I'm just going to point out that there was a quarterly vehicle report in your calendar that Katie's preparing, so she'll put that in on a quarterly basis. Let's see where we are.
Thank you. All right, item 7A, construction updates.
Okay, I don't see Nick here yet. Stephanie, you have Nick's mobile. Will you text him and just make sure he knows that it's about now? I think if you don't mind, we can just get to some of the other bookings.
Okay, special ed monitoring.
Yes, sorry, I'm just pulling up my notes. So this year we didn't have a as big of a monitoring plan compliance kind of review that we did the previous year. CDE realized that, oh, they needed to fine tune a few things before they kept rolling things out. So we do have a little bit of an update for each school. And I did add this to my report, but I will highlight it. So for Long Valley, we were pulled in the first group 2 years ago and went through all those, we updated our plans and had specific student reviews. Then in this last go around, they identified us as needing assistance. But thankfully we're not selected for any targeted monitoring. We'll just have a few steps to do when they give us more information in August. But we were tagged with the needs assistance for Long Valley due to some late IEP meetings and triennials. I'm still trying to track down when and where they pulled this data. When I pull it, I can only find 3 and they're reporting 6. So just trying to figure out where and what the systems are talking about. Within some of those, it will be easy to explain one was a clerical error. And then one student previously had services, the family moved. When they came back to us, they didn't want to reactivate the IEP, but it was still getting pulled in an old report. So I was able to clear that out. So hopefully a lot of these can be explained away through things like that. And then for Thompson Peak, we were also flagged needs assistance, but again, no intensive monitoring, thankfully. That is for one student with a late IEP that we inherited from another school. The other school was responsible for the late meeting, but it's still flagging in our system for some reason. And I am fighting with CalPADS trying to figure out why on earth that is our problem and not the previous school's problem. So they finally sent me a document this afternoon on how and why things are getting pulled. I just haven't had a chance to take a peek at it. So once I can figure that out, I will let you know. And they did give me a name of our specific rep, Sherry. So now I can go to a person instead of just submitting ticket after ticket on why are you people flagging this for us when we didn't have the student. I had no access to them, but that's where we're at. So just trying to track everything down. And it seems like there's going to be more and more of this coming down the pike. CalPADS is pulling more and more information. They're now tracking when parent signatures are added after meetings are affirmed. And, I wouldn't be surprised if we have some more of these coming in the future. But again, hopefully they're just little clerical errors that somebody didn't catch previously, and then we get stuck with it. We'll see. Any questions?
No, thanks. Thanks for keeping on that. And the ones that are on us, with me, working on putting processes into place so that those do not continue.
Yes, I need to find a way to clone myself or just never, go go out on leave again. But so far, we'll figure it out.
Very important. Prioritize that, would you?
That would be wonderful.
Thank you, Whitney. Okay, we'll back up to Mr. Trover.
Hey, Nick.
Good evening. I just got back into town, so I apologize. I was planning on being in front of my computer, but running a little late today. Sherry, how do you want to go over we're going to go over the change orders, correct?
Are you able to see my screen now?
Yeah, I can. I've got it on my phone right now. I'm just in my truck, so or I can pull up. I've got all the change orders. Give me just one second. I've got them all in an email here.
I like my summary. Do you have my summary in front of you?
I've got all the change orders on my phone right now. So if you want to talk about any of them individually, I can speak to them.
So I am pulling up our summary. And I divvied them up. I was trying to understand what ROM meant. Rough order magnitude, now I understand, right?
Correct.
So what you are all looking at are the first seven rows are ones that we have good quotes for that are ready to get approved as change orders. Nick and his team have, you know, dug in to make sure those are accurate, appropriate. So we could start with those and see if there's any questions.
How many ramps?
We needed two ramps for the two portables out here.
What are they made of?
Aluminum and steel. Is that right, Nick?
Do you have aluminum on the screen there? Can you share it, Sherry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sharing it here. I didn't realize you weren't seeing it. Darn it.
Could you say aluminum?
I think they are.
Is that including insulation?
Yes.
And take down demolition
and the other stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to take me a minute. Thanks, you. Sorry.
While Sherry's doing that, I was up there at Doyle and Thompson Peak today, and everything's looking really good, especially at Doyle there. A lot of progress is going on. And if you'd like to, after your meeting, the superintendent's there on site, and he'd be happy to take you around and check out the job site if you'd like.
Let me know when you're seeing that list now.
I have it. Thank you. Yeah, I see it.
So, anything more? Those are decent prices, right?
Yeah, I priced about $7,000 on average. That's just for ramp itself.
Right.
Epoxy flooring. Explain that one, Nick.
What was that one again? I'm sorry.
Epoxy flooring and the sealer. Why is that a change?
Oh, the epoxy flooring, the original budget had a vinyl product for it. But there was discussion about trying to get something that might be a bit more long lasting. Vinyl is pretty heavy duty these days and it'll last quite a long time. But the epoxy products that they have now are really good, really heavy duty. They are more expensive. It takes a lot more prep on the concrete in order to ensure that it adheres to the concrete properly. So there's more expense to it, but it gives you a really nice looking, really durable finish. And, you know, it gives you something like similar to tile. Recently, we did a project for some bathrooms at Butte College, and all the athletes have cleats, and we use this in the bathroom for the athletes, and it's been working great.
What's the warranty on the epoxy?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to find that out. But I can certainly, follow up tomorrow and give you guys an email and let you know.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think it was last month or the month before that we were talking about ceramic. That was one of the change orders that they had suggested. And we come back and said, no, we really want that FRP for the walls.
What was before? What did they have before?
Ceramic pylon on the walls.
Yeah.
Up to 4B now?
No, 4B.
Okay, so that's the ones that are confirmed and reviewed quotes. Let's go to the quotes that I did not want to be trying to have a special meeting in between because all of a sudden there's another cost we need to approve. And they are still on track for mid-June. Is that accurate, Nick?
I'm sorry, say that again one more time. There's a bit of an echo that makes it hard to hear.
The completion is targeted for...
Oh.
Mid to end of June?
Correct.
So I'm told that these are very rough estimates with a much higher number attached to it to be sure that we were covering it if we want to consider those at this point. And so I'm looking at additional sidewalk expense. We added the pretty entrance, and that added more sidewalk square footage.
Do we have
the square footage?
Nick, we need more details on this.
Yeah,
honey.
Yeah. Okay. For the sidewalk, the additional cost there is originally we just had a little bit at the entryways, you know, to get from point A to point B. In the design, we added some more, or after the budget, we added some more just to make it the function flow better. So that included sidewalks that we widened the one between the portables and the new building. We also brought the sidewalk farther around the whole building in order to more easily access the other doors. And we also added, or we've been discussing adding, these are all discussions, we don't have to do them, of course, but we also discussed changing the alignment. So instead of going between the portables and the building to access the main door, to create that, you know, entryway structure, and then have a sidewalk that kind of comes out of the entryway structure and then turns towards that the sidewalk that leads out to the front of the parking lot. So you're adding a decent amount of sidewalk there as well. So that's where the sidewalk costs are coming from.
Do you have a price per square foot on the sidewalk?
Typically, you know, we're looking at $15 to $20 a square foot these days. Maybe as low as 12 sometimes, but you know, Doyle's so out in the middle of nowhere, it just makes it really expensive to bring people out there.
Okay, thank you.
And I asked for this wall soundproofing. Those classrooms there are going to be subjected to. So I was trying to do everything we could. Then you'll see soundproofing at the doors of the classroom. I did not get a quote for that, but I'm interested in making sure those things are there. Painting upgrade, I did not realize this had a cost, but we selected a pretty slick geometric looking pattern going into the gymnasium using two colors of paint, and that costs more to mask off and do.
No, I'm sorry. I just got back into town from being up there in Susanville and Doyle, so my apologies. I wasn't expecting to take this long to get back. So I'm just pulled off on the side of the road right now. The paint, when you've got extra colors for paint, you know, you have to buy, of course, more material. There's more waste because you've got to buy more material than you need, at least a little bit. And then there's masking. You've got to remask twice. So there's just additional cost to do multiple colors. And I think this might include doing the plywood. I can't recall off the top of my head. I don't know if we had the plywood painted originally in the original budget that goes around the inside of the gymnasium.
So that includes painting the plywood walls?
Correct. When we first did this, we had to strip out a lot of stuff to keep it under that $3 million threshold that USDA wanted us to remain under. Otherwise, we'd have to go to the national office instead of being approved locally.
Right. And I did go through the GMP that we were provided at the time we signed the agreement with Modern. And just to double check that all these things were not included, you know, that we excluded them. And I did include that in the board packet. So they got to see that as well, Nick. So the next row is additional FRP for non-wet walls in the bathroom stall up to 4 feet, because we don't have regular bathroom stalls, what you would imagine as being the panels, right? We are doing a floor-to-ceiling wall, which really needs coverage, and that was not blank. Expansion joint sealant is on here.
Yeah, so when we pour the slab, we cut joints into the slab for, you know, for trying to control where cracks occur. And there's a sealant that can be put in there. It's not a requirement, but it's certainly something that you're going to really want. Otherwise, it just creates a maintenance issue, because junk gets down into those cracks and, you know, it just fills up with dust and debris.
Okay. Entryway construction cost?
And that's for that entryway that we designed. Sherry, I'm not sure if you've shared that with the board, but we got that entryway design that looks really good. And that's just a rough order of magnitude based on those preliminary plans. They haven't got all the costs associated with it yet. So that's just a, basically it's not going to cost more than that. But our goal for all of these, of course, is to try to reduce them as much as possible.
Yep, soundproofing. And two I never received, Nick, was the soundproofing the doors of the gymnasium and drainage at downspouts. So with that, I came up with a rough estimate, Rose. So between those two, I threw in another $12,000. I don't know if that's even reasonable, Nick. The soundproofing and the...
Yeah, for the doors and the and that drainage, that seems pretty reasonable, I would think.
So we're about $320,000. What were you going to say?
I mean, it's always good to have a bit more in case something comes up, but the drainage might. It's really hard to say how much that drainage costs, but it's really not going to be much for that drainage. Basically, we just don't want to have the downspouts draining water onto the sidewalk so that when, in the winter, when snow melts and it freezes, you've got a safety hazard with students walking across ice.
So I'm guessing we're in the $320,000 range of what's required to finish the project.
Built in. That existing contingency that we still have. So it's not that's not the number that we need, but that's there's contingency still left.
And we had already done some additional projects, so $31,000 that has been eaten up that you've all approved previously. That amount to complete what's on this form. And then we have, we had put into our cash reserves, we gave some estimates in there, we siphoned off some dollars to say these are for that purpose. And so out of that 471, we would need to take about 180,000. I think I put what those reserves were, because we did not think that the ramps or the basketball court, we have some items set aside for that.
Any questions on that?
So are we going, we have the confirmed quotes and then the ones that we don't have any quotes on. So what's the next step?
So I'm requesting that you approve that up to $320,000 tonight, knowing that Nick and I will be looking at every one of the quotes that these fellows give us for those rough estimates right now, hoping that I don't have to come back to you with another.
Right. I was just thinking if we're getting close, middle of June, that would only be
exactly
our meeting.
Right.
Okay.
And I hope then that's just a couple not provided if we need to, but if you've already approved that, if they fit in that 12,000, then we're done.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Nick. Item C, WASC visit updates.
Excellent. I have slides to show if I'm able to.
I'm always an open book, Kelly.
Thank you guys. If you don't need me, then I'll sign off.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Here we go. Hold on 1 second. I'll do present mode. Excellent. So we had our WASC self-study visit April 8th through the 10th, which was last week, which seems crazy. and I just want to recap how well it went, because it went very, very well. So they really did a great job at identifying and acknowledging the things that we do really well, And so these are just some of the identified areas of strength. There's so many more, but these are the ones that they were really spent a lot of time acknowledging. So they were really excited that we purchased Doyle, pleased with having a succession plan, our dual and concurrent enrollment programs, our robust CTE program, which is a lot of schools are very in awe of our program because we have so many. The various curriculum modalities, our vision, are really a proponent of lifelong learners, and then also the meaningful relationships we have with our students and families. So those are the things that they really noticed that we did super well through conversations with parents, staff, teachers, administration, the board. And then at each meeting with every person in our group that they met with, they asked them for specific words to describe the school. And so these are some of the words that they saw happen a lot, and words that they have gathered from conversations as a whole. So I just wanted to share this for a second because I just thought it was just a really interesting way to get an idea of what people think about their school, and just all really positive words. A lot of family culture, warm, caring, and things like that. And innovative was a lot of teachers and staff use that word quite a lot. And personalized. So I thought that was really great and a point of pride for the charter. So the areas of focus, they really agreed with our proposed areas of focus on our self-study report. So that was increasing project-based learning, using data to, enhance student achievement, like through PLCs and things like that, improving our performance in ELA and math and the CASP, refining our power standards, and continuing our enrollments at computer science and data science. The chair of the committee, he was really into that. And so he's really the CTE program. He actually talked to Jackie at the Portola side about it and had like a lot of great ideas. So I thought that was really special. Additional areas that we did not identify, but they thought that we could focus on were structured protocols for assessment, feedback, and intervention. So really like putting something in place when we do look at data that we're all using like the same type of process so we can really examine it effectively and things like that. Self-directed professional development, and then measurement of program and instructional material impact. So how do we know our curriculum's working, and a tool to really like gauge it. So I think that that's really helpful. Not just like, oh, we're good, or we think it's effective because kids are doing well, but going a little bit deeper with it and analyzing it. And then engagement of student and parental input for community building. So just, exercises and really getting parents involved in the things that we do at the school, which is a lot. And then expand social activities for community engagement and student development. And that's really, they were really excited about the gym being built and all of the potential things that could be done with it. So they just really wanted to see programming with that, which I, if you build it, they will come. That is definitely what's going to happen with that. And then the next steps is, the WASC committee submits their report from our self-study with the recommendations. So they did that on Monday the 15th. We'll all work together as a school to update our school-wide action plan, which is due May 22nd. And then the WASC commission meeting takes place in June. And then they send us our letter of accreditation status if we, what we get 6 years or things like that. So they'll send us that in June. Seems so far, but it will come very quickly. And lastly, I just really want to say thank you for everyone that helped with this whole process, both during the visit and then also the writing of it and things like that. It was such an exercise and everybody working together and sharing how much they love the school and how well we're doing. And I'm just really thankful for the administrators, the teachers, the staff, the parents, the students. I just think that it couldn't have gone better. So I just wanted to say my deepest thanks to everyone for doing it.
And I say thank you, Kelly. You did an awesome job making that go smoothly for all of us. So thank you very much.
They can't tell
us what their recommendation is to the WASC committee, to the WASC board, because it's the WASC board that makes the decision. But he showed us
the rating scale for every single thing they look at. And everything gets rated. Is it highly effective? Effective?
It's highly effective, effective, somewhat effective, and then ineffective. And yes, there's 19 total.
So every one of ours were in those first two columns of highly effective or effective, which I know from working on committees, that gives you 6 year, whether they determine you're just going to do a written progress report at the midpoint, or you need like a 1 day visit, that'll be up in the air. I believe we'll just have to do the written progress report.
Great.
Yeah, we got 10 out of 19 highly effective, and then the rest of them were effective. So did like really well. So it's so awesome.
Not an easy thing.
And Kelly Thompson Peak got a 6 year with just the progress report, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So yay, you've lived through two now.
Now you're an expert.
Yep.
I know Walter did two at the prison, and like they still call him to help. So
awesome.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Labor of love. You know, I thought about it and it's like, I'm really just writing down like what we're all like, how we're doing with our goals and things like that. Like, I just really kind of wrote our status. Like, it's really the teachers, the administrators, the students, the parents, like they're doing it, you know? I mean, yeah, I'm so pleased to be a part of it. And it just, yeah, it's great. It's really nice reflecting on like all the great things that we do.
Thank you, Kelly, so much. Item 7D, CCR.
So as a public water source, and you know, because we provide water for everybody there in Doyle, we have to make an annual report to the state and to the community at large. So everybody knows what contaminants could possibly be being fed to their children. And so the only new one that was at any level was nitrate, and it is at a 2.1 out of an acceptable 10. And the MCL is maximum level allowed of contaminant. So it's all acceptable. So it should have been posted or around the community. And it's on our website. And we get it tested monthly there. And yeah, any questions?
What's the deadline for it to be posted, Jared? I don't remember.
I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry.
When is it supposed to be posted by? What's the deadline?
It's June. I think it was June 1st it had to be posted by. And I think last year we ended up posting it on June 3rd, 2 days late. This year we got it out of the way as soon as possible.
So Jared is our water operator. So he keeps that certification after Misty said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, Jared, that you take on that task. Thank you.
Stipend is in the mail.
Sorry.
Okay, moving on. Action items. 8A, discussion and possible action regarding approval of additional costs for Doyle construction project. And what was the amount, Sheriff?
200. 320,000 is what I suggested.
You're going to do the whole McElmurdy at once, right?
Yep.
All right, is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve. 320,000 for the construction there.
There a second? I'll second. Any discussion? Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Discussion possible action regarding approval of overnight field trips for 8th and 12th. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Which one is this? Is that the Tahoe, Reno, or the other ones?
I put them both.
I didn't have a question on the Tahoe, Reno. Based on the other ones, there's a specific form they're supposed to fill out. It says the form is required, but wasn't included.
And that's because my teacher was gone.
Okay.
I want this not to get approved.
Okay. But, and so the only other question I have, there was one chaperone. But there's
for kids.
But there's males and females, right? So
so it's a cabin with two rooms.
So they're all in
there. They're separate.
Yeah. Okay.
One cabin, not separate rooms.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
That was my only question. Because when I read it, I thought, either they wrote it down
wrong, or
that I can
answer.
Okay,
yes,
but got it. That was my only thought
when I read through it.
Okay, no more questions.
Roll call. Sean, aye. Woman,
aye.
Stacy, aye. Discussion possible action regarding approval of STEM teacher competencies. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Discussion. Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of MOU for athletics with Westwood. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of position and job description for work-based ag coordinator. I'll motion to approve.
One second.
And we have a second discussion. Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion to approve. One more. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of job description for transitional assistant director. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
One second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion's approved. We'll take a brief recess and go into closed session.
Okay, are you guys?
We'll leave.
So I can set up a room if anybody wants to sit in that room. Okay, let me do that here.
So were he here on the expansion joint ceiling? Isn't that something that would automatically?
No, they can cut.
Is that on the inside or outside?
You can saw cut them. You can.
After you've done.
Sorry.
You can use groover.
Okay, wait, let me stop recording. We're going into closed session now at 6:15. Yeah. I'm going to pull them out of the rooms. Close all the rooms.
We're getting close, Stacey.
I know. You're usually biting at the bit to go, but, you know.
I'm trying to change it.
You're doing a big job.
You are.
Crying on the inside.
Thank you for tolerating my questions.
Absolutely.
I would do the same if it was someone from that end.
Yeah.
Like, I have no clue. I mean, it's like I just don't, I haven't been down there really to meet people.
Okay. We are in open session. And we're reporting out that we are offering agreements to 34 classified members.
Do we have to record it?
We're back to recording.
38 certificated members. And what was the motion on the locking?
The motion was to appoint Misty Brusatoy as the transitional assistant director.
Okay. So future items, review homeless policy, update reserve allocations. Is there anything to add?
Can we make sure we get the update on the quotes and the building, since that's kind of hanging.
Yep.
Anything else? We are adjourned at 6:29 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Easy. 45 minutes.